Rooted. Written by E. Hyde. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Molda Zusha, or The Untamed. Rating G. Warning for major character death. Sort of. Also tagged for Hanahaki disease, body horror, revenge, past unrequited, Nie Hui Song Jin Guang Yao, implied past, Nie Hui Song Mo Xuan Yu, and Twitter fic. Summary. Nie Hui Song lives with flowers in his lungs because he has to. And in the end, they do not kill him. Nie Hui Song coughs his first flower before his Daga dies. And of course, they don't stop growing when he learns the truth. Cut them out and you'll forget you were ever in love, the advice goes. Cut them out and you'll forget how to care about him. Nie Hui Song cannot afford to stop caring about Jin Guang Yao, but he cannot afford to die either. So he prunes his flowers carefully, and hatred makes a barren soil for the roots, and the curse grows slowly, stunted, but still it grows. 12 years on, it is still growing. If anyone who knew what to look for, they would find bark between his fingers, roots creeping out from toenails, tiny blossoms at the corners of his eyes. But Nie Hui Song has no one left to look so close. He did, once, a pretty painted boy who would run his hands through his hair and pluck out golden leaves in autumn. But Nie Hui Song has no room left for anything new to take root. In the temple, no one pays Nie Hui Song enough mind to notice that the cut on his leg oozes sap, not blood. But after, when all is quiet, he can't hold back his coughing. It's been years since he coughed simple flower petals. Now he conceals leaves and twigs behind his fan. Or tries to. You should get that looked at, says Wei Wuxian. Yes, I suppose I should, says Nie Hui Song. If Wei Wuxian asks, he doesn't know how he'd answer now. But Wei Wuxian is distracted by something on his arm and doesn't ask. It's over. Soon he will forget Jin Guang Yao entirely. He'll never spare a moment of thought for his brother's murderer again. He'll breathe deeply and see the gently swaying trees as nothing more than scenery to be painted. But first, he will bury them. The coffin sealing ceremony runs into delays. The chief cultivator consults with far more people than necessary about the location. Meanwhile, Nie Hui Song seeks out the Yilin patriarch for advice about seals. Idly, Wei Wuxian questions him about the body he now wears. It's all so tangled up. Nie Hui Song wonders if he'll forget him, too. The ceremony runs smoothly, without a hitch. Sect leader Yao cheers. The new sect leader Jin pretends not to cry. Sect leader Lan remains in the cloud recesses, all as expected. The last people to leave are Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji, bidding Nie Huaisang farewell with a nod as they leave him standing alone by the burial site. It is a good place, Nie Huaisang thanks, a good place for Daga to rest, and soon that will be all he knows of it. Clear sunlight, good earth. Nie Huaisang can live off of sunlight and earth, has been able to for years. There's not much pleasure in it, but this is really not that bad. Tomorrow there will be no more of that either. Surely it won't hurt to spend the night by Daga's side. When he awakens, his feet are buried in the earth, and his roots have spread too deep to pull free. He tries to cry out and can't, not because of the branches in his lungs, but because he does not need to breathe. He has talismans. He can still send a message. But his fingers are stiff and unwieldy, growing long into branches before his eyes, even as he thinks of this. A tingle across his scalp and down his spine tells him the leaves that stayed hidden beneath his hair must be hidden no longer. This shouldn't be happening. He was more careful than this. He really was. Some number of days later, Wei Wuxian comes to see him, alone. Ah, sect leader Nie, he sighs. I honestly wasn't sure this would satisfy Mo Xuan Yu. I was worried for a while that I'd have to kill you. He pulls up his sleeve. Realization dawns. I don't know if you knew all the specifics of the spell you threw his way, but see, all gone. He turns serious. But this was Lan Chan's idea, you know. They have a spell, a song they play, to make the land welcome new growth. He asked me to remind you that his brother likely will not leave seclusion for the rest of his days. Wei Wuxian sighs. I can say what it is to die, and you know what it is to be a tree, and who's to say which is better? Well, not you, I suppose. The branches growing in his lungs have finally grown out through his mouth, but Wei Wuxian smiles and laughs. He's seen far stranger things in his two lives. Still, Nie Huaisang wishes he had a way to say, what? There was something he'd wanted to before he took root here. A golden bird flies down and lands among him. No, all Nie Huaisang ever wanted to do was live out his days in idleness, surrounded by beauty, and here he is. Here he is, the two most important people of his life held close in the embrace of his roots forever. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening.